Well, hello, everybody. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and my name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of Radio Entrepreneurs, and we are the largest streaming service for internet stories on the web in New England, and now using the services of Zoom so that we can stay and keep everyone informed on what's going on in New England and the new economy. Our first guest in these segments is the one and the only John Dustin from JD Insurance. Welcome, John.
Jeff, it's great to be back.
Great. John, I've been hearing that you're busier than ever. You want to talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so obviously with these unprecedented times, we've received so many phone calls about business interruption loss and being shut down by civil authority. And it's a challenging time because currently all the policies have a microbacteria and virus exclusion. And they also require a direct physical loss to the premises in order for business interruption to kick in. With respect to the civil authority, where the governments come in and shut down restaurants in certain cities and towns and municipalities, it has to be a loss that occurs within about 1,000 feet of the premises. So none of the policies are responding specifically to either business interruption and or civil authority claims. Obviously, Jeff, you do a lot of consulting and you've seen a lot of reductions in workforce, people scrambling to get operating money. So there's a lot of external and internal pressure for these companies to try to survive.
Right, right. So is there, let's use my consulting firm, Mage. Is there a lot, you know, here you're consulting to me. I'm just like a lot of people in New England. I have a service company. Is there a policy that's practical for me right now?
No, Jeff.
By staying home?
I think the best thing to do is everybody's health and welfare is probably the most important thing. Obviously, staying in business and the economic factors are also critical. But what we've been coaching people is to take a long-term view of everything and be prudent. So, for example, if insurance is a big, you know, operating expense for a business, see what could move the needle. See what could be reduced that makes sense. Now, Jeff, you're astute to contracts, covenants, lines, bank work. You do a lot of bank work for your clients. You know, we have to tell our customers, don't take something off that you've already told the bank you're covering and given evidence that you have coverage for. Because if something goes wrong and they look at your bank covenants and they say, hey, Jeff, why did you delete that? You knew we were the lost payee on that. You have to be careful with that. The other thing we're coaching clients is in the world of risk transfer, if Jeff has an agreement with a client and he's assured them that he's had certain coverages, be careful not to pull them, because if something goes awry, you're contractually obligated. So, Jeff, we've kind of laid out a process of putting together everything you have, look at where your payments are, talk to the agents, brokers, or carriers, and see if you can suspend payments, stretch payments, but take a long-term approach. Don't just shotgun. And obviously, you also have to watch out for things like statutory coverage, like auto and workers' comp. You can't just drop it. You may be able to reduce your payrolls, but you got to really give it thoughtful consideration and don't just jump.
You know what you're making me think about, because you know all these emails I'm getting, fraud, that people are trying to sell policies that they really can't. Is there anything, do you have any thoughts about that as well? How to sort of avoid fraud and how to deal with some of these things?
Well, I think it's important on a couple of levels. First of all, Nathan and I had a little pre...
Nathan, you mean the black box that nobody can see. Nathan,
yes.
You can put your face out there if you want.
So Nathan and I had a little conversation about all of the cyber liability issues that are being created by companies deploying their employees everywhere. You know, Jeff, how do you know that every employee has security at their house, proper protection?
Right.
So I think there's
that's a liability issue.
That's a huge one right now. And right. I think Nathan's already rounding up some folks to talk about that. But I think, you know, you need heightened security and awareness. So to your point, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, people don't sell insurance policies after a loss. It's not going to cover something prior. Now, right. I will tell you that there's potential legislation which could really rock the whole insurance industry. They are considering making companies pay out on business interruption, forcing them to pay out despite what the language says. This would be precedent setting.
That would be tough for small businesses who are already struggling.
Well, it would be tough for regional insurance companies because it could cause them to go insolvent if they pass a bill like that. They would have to pay out on everything regardless. So I think, you know, I think I would be aware of any policies or processes that sound too good to be true. Not my specific area, but there are some realities that if you apply for a life insurance policy now, some of the companies are waiving paramedic exams because they cannot, in fact, send a paramedic out to do the exam.
Right.
So that is a reality that people might think, well, is that true or false? But to your point, I would be super cautious right now about anything that sounds too good to be true.
And a lot of that stuff would come over the phone of people you don't know or through the web. You should be dealing only with people that you know and you have a relationship with, so you know that it's credible, correct?
I mean, I've run my career around having a Rolodex of people to reach out to. You know, at a time when there's a lot of people are in fear and there's a lot of heightened anxiety, the best thing to do is go to known sources that are relevant, local, and trustworthy.
Interesting. So are you working more or less or the same as before the crisis?
We're working a little harder, certainly not on producing new policies. We're really trying to help keep our commercial customers in business and solvent and at least make good decisions if we help them make reductions that make sense to the business in the long term.
Now, the more important issue, now that you get to work from home, you get to work with your dog all day. Is that correct?
We are not. We were considered essential by the governor. So I did offer my folks to work from home, but everybody's opted to come into the office. It's just a little more efficient.
And is the dog there? You don't want to avoid the dog questions. Is the dog there?
The dog is seeing a little bit more of us.
Well, that was the interruption you saw behind me. That was the dog walker coming in.
I see.
I noticed that you smiled. John, we're going to have to talk to you a lot because it's the thing I sort of feel in this economy is you go to bed every night and you wake up every morning and you got to start putting together a new game plan. It's sort of we're now living the Belichick world, that the game plan's got to change in almost daily for what's going on. So we're going to have to talk to you quite regularly right now. You're up to that?
Yes, yes. I mean, there are every day there's unexpected challenges, and hopefully if we all remain positive and unite, there'll be some opportunities in the future.
And I know people can find you on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and via phone nowadays. How about you share some of those contact data for those who are looking for, you know, to understand their current policies, new policies, and how to proceed in the future?
Sure. Direct phone number is 508-543-1067. They can reach us on the web at www.jedinsurance.com. And I can also email me at john.dustin@jedinsurance.com.
And you are on LinkedIn, both corporately and individually?
LinkedIn, personally, corporately. Facebook, both personal and corporate. Correct.
That's very good. And the last question, personal question, what are you doing to work out now? I don't know, our listeners don't know that you're a massive weightlifter. You can't tell on the camera, you know, because we just see your face. Do you have a solo gym in your house you're able to work out?
I actually have a complete sort of commercial equipment gym in my house, yes, and I'm sticking to my program. I will say this, Jeff, at a time like this, it is important to have hobbies like that to break up the day and keep positive.
Right. Well, you know, I think as much as people can normalize their life, you know, because you're selling insurance, keep yourself healthy. That's a key right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you, John. This is great. You're our first interview, and we look forward to many more. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. If you're looking for me, my name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm at Mage. That's a management consulting firm doing a lot of work now on strategy, sales, marketing in this market, how to sort of re-enter the market in a new approach. My email is the letter J, Davis at mageusa.com, 617-462-4738. John, look forward to talking to you again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jeff.
Take care.